Maybe all this wasn't such a good idea, but it's too late now. Time goes by, so slowly.
This is Radio Radio Prague, broadcasting a pirate signal from the Czech capital this New Year's Eve. Tonight we'll have parodies of all your favorite programs, including The Sport and Spotlight. You can take that as a warning. None of this will be socially relevant, we think, but you never know. On the other hand, we'll have music by Support Lesbians. We think they're great. First, though, we start with the news. Jan Wellinger and Dieter Assier do have that.
Radio Prague News.
The news this hour is grim, as the Czech president says this broadcast could be our last.
The prime minister is in good spirits after admitting he loves a sock monkey.
And the latest poll shows Czechs will once again drink more than last year. Most unexpected. President Václav Klaus has said he will no longer tolerate this news program, and that if it were in his power alone, we would no longer be on the air. Last week, the president tuned in purely by accident, and aides say was shocked by the broadcast, which regrettably included the story of a llama in a harness in inexplicable circumstances. Mr. Klaus has called the station irresponsible at the best of times and an abomination the rest of the time. He issued the statement earlier this week, along with some froth.
Let me put it this way, Mr. Amer. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
It has to be said that Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek is in far better spirits, not just vodka, after admitting to a friendship with a sock monkey named Fred. After being caught out by the tabloid Blesk, Mr. Paroubek said, "I'm happy, no more hiding." A sock monkey is a small monkey made from a sock.
A very special material, but that's a fetish object, fetish view.
Czech porn starlet Sugar Darling has achieved goddess status. We thought you might want to know.
And since it's New Year's, we commissioned a poll asking Czechs what they'd be drinking tonight. The answer, lots, topped the list at 66%. A rival survey says, however, by the end of the evening, most Czechs will be drinking this. Have a wonderful New Year and do drink. Do drink responsibly, please.
Thanks, Jan and Dieter. That takes us to our first sneak peek of the evening. Brian in the office. Earlier this year, he tore his Achilles tendon. Ouch. Here he is, rubbing some crap on his leg.
It's true. That's all he does anymore.
Hey, Brian.
Hmm?
Putting that crap on your leg again?
What?
Take off your headphones.
Sorry, I'm just listening to what might very well be our last broadcast. I can't believe it's the end. I just can't believe
it. I know. But look at the bright side.
Bright side? What bright side?
You know, there's always a bright side. In this case, I guess the worst thing is nobody will now ever hear your documentary.
I know, my magnum opus.
Months sifting through the annals of Czech history, only to be thwarted like a llama in its last lap.
Did you say annals? Sorry.
With looks like Quasimodo. I really think greatness was yours for the taking. What was your documentary about again?
Intellectual radicalism in medieval Bohemia and its antecedents and various offshoots and philosophical offsprings, so to speak.
And I thought you were doing something about Czech strippers. Hey, are you sure you should be putting so much gunk on your leg?
I might as well. After today, I will be able to put my leg up no more.
People are willing to listen to the wrong music and read the wrong books, and civilization is at the end.
As the horrible truth sinks in, not only about Radio Prague, but the gunk into Brian's leg, members of the station nevertheless continue to squirrel away. It's denial. Soon Dieter will head down to Prague's busy Wenceslas Square for yet another edition of Spotlight, oddly enough called Spotlight. We kind of like the sound it makes leaving the lips. Spotlight. Okay, enough already.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get a witcha.
All right, guys, I'm on my way to Wenceslas Square. You want anything?
I'll have a Swedish meatball sandwich.
Meatball sandwich. You know, Jan, given the inexhaustible lengths you try but fail valiantly to be original in your personal life, your idea of lunch leaves much to be desired.
What's wrong with Swedish meatballs?
Absolutely nothing, except that's all you ever eat. If they x-rayed your body, they'd discover you're world meatball man. I can practically see Swedish meatballs traveling down your veins. What's the matter with you?
Oh, and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes,
there's a world of sandwich choices out there, and all you get every day after day are goddamn Swedish meatballs.
Oh, Dieter, I'll
Brian, don't interrupt. Think about it, Jan. Tuna, salami, Alaskan snow frog. Where's your imagination?
Dieter,
I don't know. I can't help but feel it's not an issue. Alaskan snow frog?
The thing is, I don't think I can do it anymore. When I enter the shop and see layer after layer of assorted cheeses, salami, salads, chips and salsa sauce, your lack of a wider culinary palate, well, it's annoying.
Well, it's not like you'll have to do it after today.
No, okay? I will. If there's one thing that's not going to change, even if we go off the air, it's me going for lunch. If it were only up to you, all you guys would ever eat is meatballs and drink cola.
I never eat meatballs.
Don't interrupt, Brian. Anyhow, you know it's not necessarily the last time for us. There's still a chance. There's still a chance we might not get pulled.
There is? You're kidding.
I suggest you look in the mirror and tell yourself, we will do this.
Yeah.
I will.
Radio Prague.
My God, should you be putting so much of that on?
I know. I keep telling him.
No mistakes.
Before we follow Dieter outside, here are Support Lesbians and their 2004 hit, You Are My Star.
I'm not a scarecrow. I'm got to throw down. I feel like I win. My daddy life begins. You are the bow in my hands. My star, the blues of my band. A telephonic warning puts me in a chase in the rain. I had a bottle in the morning, so I gotta stand all the pain. I told the pale and black taxi driver, just you go, oh. are, you are the bow in my hands. My star, my star, my star, the blues of my band. I told the pale and black taxi driver, just you go or me run. A supersonic got to be a riding, cause I feel he's the one. Driven to soon see my son, cause I feel he's the one. I'm looking for more when you'll be there. Your mother to bring you in this world.
Hello, and thanks for staying tuned to another edition of Spotlight. This time, coming to you from Prague's busy Wenceslas Square. Yes, you must be wondering what we're going to tell you about Wenceslas Square that we haven't told you a million times before. But it so happens that the square is only 5 minutes from the radio building, making it very convenient. So in a moment, I'll be entering a popular Prague eatery to buy lunch and to show you how much Czech eating habits have changed. 16 years ago, it was all fatty pork. Now, Czechs are eating better than ever. I spoke with several people on the street and asked them how they felt.
It's better than looking at a statue of Stalin.
I think so, it's a good idea too, but the place...
Always look on the bright side of life.
Very exciting.
Nepředpokládám, že bych něco získal zadarmo, rozumíš?
I've been fond of rabbits since I was a child. It's like collecting stamps.
This is the way I like it. Quite good, quite dynamic, professional.
Czechs always got to have a poppy seed.
I am the one.
Pick up the shit. I don't know what to say.
Does that make any sense to you?
No, I can't say that it does.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
How have we done in the Czech Republic? Have we completed this democratic transformation? Are we there yet?
We're back. Here's Brian to introduce his guest for today's one-on-one. Oddly enough, at the moment, Brian is in the staff bathroom making faces at himself in the mirror.
Thanks, Pavla. My guest in today's one-on-one is one of the Czech Republic's most esteemed journalists. Yes, a man who shies away from no story, even about sex toys, if the price is right. His byline is synonymous with quality. That's right, standing here on crutches in the dingy Radio Prague bathroom amongst the rusty pipes, I thought I'd interview the original diamond in the rough, me. I began by asking myself what I thought about conditions at Radio Prague.
Well, without a doubt, there's really no way to say it other than they suck. Definitely, they suck.
And your colleagues?
They suck too.
Your journey, Brian, to becoming a master investigative journalist has been fraught with personal danger. There have been threats, and there was even an attack.
Oh yes, chipmunks.
I see. And now?
I get around.
Nevertheless, I feel I should point out you are currently working on a prize-winning documentary.
It hasn't won a prize yet, but it will.
And at H-hour, there was a sudden and almost frightening silence. The fire program ceased. It was the moment for the assault troops to go ashore.
It's a war story.
Your journey to becoming a master investigative journalist has been fraught with personal danger. There have been threats, and there was even...
A girl. There is always a girl.
How do you feel?
I feel like I'm under attack, Brian. From all sides.
What would you say was your most successful story to date? I know it's hard to choose.
Anything with the word sex in it. That and the plight of the snow frog. Real tearjerker stuff.
I see. And Were you crying in the bathroom just now? Or was that something else?
Now, that's an underhanded question, even from you.
I didn't close my drawers. I didn't change my socks. I didn't throw out the cans of Coke. I didn't buy new drugs. Savannah, Savannah, so many days. Oh, oh, Savannah, too many ways. Go, go, so good, so bad anyway. Yo, yo, just as you come near my sanity goes. I'm not a jester, fall in, soul me, baby. I'm not a mister, cold my feelings, baby. I'm not a kick in a robot, seeking mother. I'm not.
It's the sport. Let's start with the latest. In ice hockey, star goalie Dominik Hasek has unfortunately come down with the NHL. But at the weekend, Radek Bonk scored in overtime with icing as a scorching fan caught fire in the stands. It's nothing but the best from Milan Baroš in soccer, though, as the Fat Lady sang Saturday, and baseball ended 1-0. Ski jumping ends a scoreless tie 5-3. But Petr Cech is still keeping a clean sheet. What they need now is to turn around the game with the wife and the mailman 2-2. Turning to cycling, meanwhile, they're going strong there, but happy as the seconds count down. The big surprise of the season, though, has to be Nicole Vaitysheva 8-3 with the upset of the year as synchronized swimming snaps up the puck and scores. That's the latest in sport.
SK přihrávka Ručinskému do jízdy. Goal! Čas 43:12. Martin Ručinský prostřelil Brodora.
Thanks, Jan. We'll be keeping an eye on the Czech team. Now, Mailbag, our listeners' response program. 30 people have written in saying it's the end of the world. A man from California has written us that he loved the Ray Kroc hamburger special, but the letter of the week comes from... What is this? Oh my...
Hello, Pavla Orakova of the Swedish voice. Hi, Fabrizio. Ciao, eh? Eyes so dark and mysterious, you drown in them, no?
Drown.
Pictures scented with escada for men, for me. Me, Pavla. I like with you very much. I also like, perhaps, win a Radio Praga competition with 2 air tickets for me and, how you think, I visit you for forgettable, sorry, Andor forgettable weekend.
Hey! Hey, guys! What's that? Let me see. Hey, it's Fabrizio! Oh, no, you didn't know! He wrote to Jan last week thinking he was a girl, and even Jan almost fell in love with him. Watch out! Me? I got the dinner jacket picture.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I don't fall for that stuff. Fabrizio. So, the letter of the week comes from Jarpur Alali, a first-time listener. We'll be sending him his own Radio Prague yo-yo.
Bye!
Yeah, see you. Oh, Fabrizio, I'm so sorry. Yes, I like.
Take a chance, 'cause you might grow. Oh, oh, oh.
Whether you can mend a broken heart with scotch tape is a question Prague simply can't answer. Hello and welcome to another edition of Czechs Today, our flagship program about, well, how Czechs live. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but here and now, for lack of a better word, today. In this edition, a band that has blazed the trail in music since 1994, the authors of such dance metal singles like Du Hast, Mutter, and America. The band, of course, is...
Jan, stop, 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 please stop.
Brian, why are you interrupting me? What's the matter?
What the hell is this, Jan? You're talking about Rammstein?
And? You know, would you mind not interrupting me so that I can get this done?
Yeah, I know. Rammstein, Jan, what's that got to do with Czechs today?
That's why you stopped me? That's why? Brian, live and learn. Just step back, okay? Learn from a pro.
Jan, Rammstein aren't Czech. Not even remotely.
Oh, sure. And the world is flat. No, of course they're not Czech, Mr. Brain. No, they're not Czech at all. That shows how much you know.
Rammstein, Jan. Rammstein. What does that sound like to you? Czech? Little Germanic, no? Sprechen Sie Deutsch? The lead singer's name is Till. Not Jarda, not Jerzy. The band's name is a play on the name of a German town and the German word for battering ram. Christ, Jan. All their songs except for two are in German. You're really missing something here.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about Moscow, smart guy? That's Czech.
No, it bloody isn't.
Du Hast?
A song about German marriage vows.
Oh, right.
Look, Jan.
No, you look, Brian. I'm really insulted, you know? I really don't need you peering over my shoulder. I postulate a theory very few people are aware of, and what? You come along? No, trust me. I've done a lot of research on this.
Research? Smeesearch, Jan. Is there even a sliver of truth to it? A sliver? The truth is, you are losing it.
Yeah? Rammstein appear in Rob Cohen's Triple X with Vin Diesel, and that takes place in Prague.
Yes, and?
Okay. Granted, you know, maybe you're a little bit right. How do you know they're not Sudeten German?
I don't know, but think about it. Du hast mich gefragt. It doesn't end with Volle. Volle.
Yeah, well, there was a time when German was the main language spoken in the Czech lands, you know. Maybe, just maybe, they were from East Berlin, but I give you that. But it's not that far away, and, you know, it could almost be the Czech Republic. Okay, I guess not. This is embarrassing.
Yes, well, the important thing is that...
Brian, you know, do you think you can still respect me as a journalist?
Oh, Jan... Of course I can't. I never have.
It means so much to me. Thanks. I knew I can always count on you. Well, I guess we better leave it there. Don't miss our next Czechs today. Those profiled really will be Czech. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Who knew about their Slav backgrounds? Why, they're together, obviously, and she reportedly makes a mean palachinka. Till next time. Rammstein.
Hello, this is Dita Astiuda again with Pavla Horáková with a final look back on 2005. It was an eventful year, actually, although understandably I preferred my days off. But like so many other quality news organisations, Radio Prague was there where it mattered the most, the press conference buffet.
In January, when a scandal broke about the shady funding of the Prime Minister's flat, we were there.
But we chose to tell you about brass band snort puppets instead.
In March, the future of the government was at stake, but we told you about a new Czech chewing gum.
We won the World Ice Hockey Championship. Canada lost. Eat ice, Canucks.
In the summer, there was the violent clash between techno partygoers and police. Important? Definitely. But only Brian was in the office. The special on the quality of cement in Prague's sidewalks was interesting too.
And in September, it was back to school and sex. Not necessarily in that order.
In the fall, lots happened, certainly.
And finally, just a week ago, Christmas again. Snow.
But the best, single most importantest report we aired this year?
Hands down, our summer special, The Hedgehogs Are Back. How Czech chatary, that is Czech cottage owners, put up with annoying hedgehog mating sounds.
Definitive.
You can order that one on CD.
And that's just about it.
For now, we can celebrate.
We've brought the champagne.
We've got the glasses.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Justin Oberok.
This has been Radio Prague's New Year's program, written by Jan, saying Nazdar to 2005. Thank you for listening, if in fact you were listening. For now, I'm Pavla Horáková.
I'm Dita Asiedu.
Brian Kennedy.
And Jan Wellinger.
Now go out and be the life of the party, you beautiful creatures. And Fabrizio, if you're listening, I'm waiting home now.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Onde Courte. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Sept heures vingt-sept. Europe, 5930, 7345. 8h30, 8h57. Europe, 9860, 11600. 17h30, 17h57. Europe, Afrique Centre, 5930, 15710. 19h30, 19h57. Europe, Afrique Ouest, 5930, 9430, 23h, 23h27. Amérique du Nord, 5930, 7345. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.